This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. Tonight at 5, Pharmacy Facts with Friends will be on the air live. If you miss any of that, of course, the show is always podcast at nowdecatur.com right after the show is over. Dale Coley joins us in studios. All right, Debbie Bogle's going to be in with you tonight.
She is going to come in tonight. We've got an update from the United Way and their annual Food Truck Frenzy event that's coming up April 20th.
I feel bad. I've never been to this event, and they do it every year, and it's always a big success, right?
It's a great success. It really is. It's a fun thing to do, and I've been there a couple times, and they do a great job, and it's a great way to support the United Way and get a little food.
Look, there's nothing better, right? So that's not this Saturday. It's a week from this Saturday,
right.
On the 20th.
On the 20th.
Nick, have you been out there for this?
Yes.
Okay, how many food trucks do they have?
It ranges. There's an assortment, I would say a handful or so, and people come out and what you do is you bring your family and then you split up the divide and conquer because so
everybody
can beat
brings
the
back
lines.
A little bit of everything.
That's exactly the way to do it.
Okay. Sounds
all
like a
ages.
Plan.
A lot of fun.
Sounds like a plan. All right. To more serious stuff. Tell me what House Bill 5394 is.
Well, it was passed through committee this last week that requires the school districts to have a cardiac emergency response plan in place. And this is very, very valuable. You think kids in high school and schools shouldn't have that much of a need. But last year, there were 108 students under the age of 18 that suffered a sudden cardiac event in Illinois. And as you know, our son passed away from a sudden cardiac event. And so we've kind of embraced this. And according to the American Heart Association, these statistics are very real. And it's one thing that you identify someone's having a sudden cardiac event, but there's got to be a plan in place that you can do something about that. And we'll break down what should go into a cardiac emergency plan and how the Stone Thrown Forward program that we had, the foundation that we have, has worked with our local healthcare partners to train coaches and teaching staff on AEDs and CPR education to help prevent this type of a catastrophe ever occurring to some family here in Macon County.
You know, it's amazing to me. I know that part of the way we live our life is to be in denial about things. I mean, there's some sort of self-defense mechanism that's, you know, because most people won't, under the age of 18 suffer one of these. But 108, when you look at the numbers, certainly determines that there would be more education, more requirements, more, and you guys have been in the forefront of all this because you had to be one of those 108 families that had the unfortunate experience that most people have, but you've made such good out of this, and I don't understand. You know, sometimes the argument is, well, you know, the vast majority of people. Okay, that doesn't address the 108.
We just had
Tanya and the police chief in last week talking about gun locks. You know, they're giving those away at crossing. And then this past weekend, we had one of these stories where a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old were drinking, and you've got an involuntary manslaughter charge now and a kid dead. And had there been a gun lock? Yeah, and most kids...
Yep.
Aren't going to die of that.
Absolutely.
But if there had been a gun lock, if there had been a system in place and a plan in place for the cardiac arrest for these 108 kids, it doesn't matter whether the majority will do this. It would be saving that one life.
Absolutely. And the prevention side of things is so important. And it really truly is a way in which from a response perspective, you need to know what is going on. They had an issue going on at a local place here in Decatur. We had been involved in getting them an emergency plan and some cardiac information about educating the staff and things like this. It went very, very well, and it would have probably gone well, but they felt so much better because they had a plan in place, and they knew exactly what was going to happen.
And I think we just think that everyone's got a plan, and you often find out that's just not the case, and it's not out of bad intent, but this law would say, no, you have to. You literally have to.
And you'd say, well, I can look at this child, and that person has probably got a problem. That's not true at all. A vast majority of these 108
LeBron James' son.
Absolutely.
This happened at USC, and so I'm just grateful that you guys took the tragedy, the epic tragedy of your lifetimes, mm-hmm. and turned it into something that will save other lives. There's no doubt it already has, and will continue to do so. So how do people get involved with talking to their legislators about getting this passed?
We will have all that information on the show tonight. Lauren's very, very, as you know, very, very involved in the legislative processes that are going on the pharmacy side, and she's segued into this the cardiac rehab type stuff. So we'll have all that information, who to contact and when to contact these individuals, because that's very, very important. It's a no-brainer from my perspective, and it it's very little cost involved in this thing here, but
you guys have raised a lot of those here locally, right?
Absolutely, and we've supplied several different places with the AEDs, and that's a very, very important portion of this whole program. So it'll be a very stimulating program this evening at 5:30 on Pharmacy Facts with Friends, and it will help us understand more about what we need to do to prevent this type of stuff in our schools and in our communities.
All right, looking forward to that. What's the latest with the whole hack and the non-payment? And I mean, are we getting caught up at all in that?
Finally seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. We are seeing the hack has been taken care of.
This was the parent company of United Healthcare, yeah, right? So
Change Health.
So, yeah,
and it is you're seeing, but you know. Every day that you missed on this thing here, it seems like it takes 4 or 5 days to catch that up. So it's going to be another month or so before it's all totally straightened out. But
people realize though what a burden that is on a small business. You know, you're here serving the community. You're not going to not serve your customers, and then that means you got to wait to get paid or reimbursed for what you've already delivered. But that's such a strain, and I don't, you know, and it just doesn't seem like there's ever any accountability to these big guys. You know, that just step all over, you know, people's needs. You're there to be the buffer for that, but you get punished.
Absolutely, and absolutely true. And the Change Health should company should never have had that much power to have all that information at their disposal and kind of commandeering that, because once you have a blip on this thing here, it goes down the ladder very, very quickly. And like I said, we weren't able to even bill public aid until about 10 days ago. So that's been a real process going on. So.
Yeah. But here's what I know about you guys though. You're not going to not serve the other end of this. They don't care. But you guys are the tip of the sword, you know, in the community, and you got people relying on you, and you go do what you're going to do for them, because that's just who you guys are as people.
And then I
don't know. It feels like we don't learn anything from these lessons.
Not at all. They send out press releases and tell you what's going to happen or how this is going to be taken care of. And the individual that's getting punished the most, the patient that needs that medication, doesn't even care about their press releases.
No.
But we're getting through it, and I appreciate you being a spokesman for this, because there was a lot of people who didn't understand what was going on. It's been very, very helpful to get the information out to people.
Our pleasure. We look forward to 5:00. And boy, I'll tell you, if you're – here's the way you can support the people like the Coleys in our community who give and give and give and give. You know, even if you're not a prescription, you don't have – go shop at their store. Go buy a dual of candy. You'll see salt stuff. You're going to thank me afterwards anyway. Go spend money there, because they go above and beyond. You wouldn't believe, whether the state of Illinois is not paying their bills or, it all stacks hard, but what they don't blink, they don't flinch. They continue to serve and do the right thing. And as a community, you should reward that behavior. And I don't have anything against the box stores other than the box stores aren't raising money to have, make sure, schools have cardiac plans in place, or they're not doing the things and supporting the causes. So please, support local.
Keep your money in Decatur.
All right, Dale, we'll see you tonight at 5.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.